Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Well, after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. For hanging around with me today, it's great to be with you. I'm excited about, and by the way, as I mentioned earlier, if you just tuned in, we're broadcasting from St. George, Utah, southwest corner of Utah. It's about, to put it in perspective, it's about, maybe 100 miles northeast of Las Vegas. That's how far south it is in Utah. And I want to introduce you to William Mack Epps. Ladies and gentlemen, Mac is formerly with the CIA, spent a number of years with the CIA. He's one of the first people assigned to the Counterterrorism Center with the CIA when it was newly created. He worked there for many years, had a very distinguished career with the CIA. Currently, he's Vice President and International Business Development Manager at Zions Bank, who is the folks that I'm out here working with Zions Bank, talking to their customers and giving some presentations and some speeches. And so Mac's part of that organization now, and he's the author of a book that I really think you're going to, especially if you travel abroad, folks, you need to know about this book. It's called Terrorism and Personal Security. Mac Epps, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's good to have you here. What an exciting life you've led.
Well, it has been unique in some aspects, but I've enjoyed it.
Well, we're not going to let you get away. We're going to get you back on the show another day, but just for about 30 seconds. If you can, what's it like working for the CIA?
Well, actually, it's a combination. It's pretty exciting. A lot of stuff you read, some of it's true, some of it's not. But there's also the other side. You are working for a government bureaucracy. You still have, at the end of the day, you have to go back to your desk and you have to write reports and you have to, please your manager. And so it's, in some ways it's exciting. Other ways it's not much different than everybody else's job.
Not much different than being a banker, huh?
That's right.
Mac, you're, and we're going to get more out of you along those lines in the future. That was a pretty darn good 30-second tour of working for the CIA, by the way. But we're not going to let you get away. We're going to talk to you about these things some more in the future. But promise me that you'll never tell me anything that would cause you to have to kill me.
No, I won't do that. There are a few times I'll say, well, I can neither confirm nor deny that, but that's
there
about it.
We'll know to stop asking when that happens. You have a conference next week on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I want you to tell us about what you're going to be doing there.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, next Tuesday we're having our fourth annual International Trade and Business Conference in downtown Salt Lake City. It'll be held at the Little America Hotel, and if you have a chance, if you're in the area, we'd love for you to come by. But what we're doing at the conference, what we've tried to do with these conferences, is to bring speakers in from around the country to talk about various aspects of international trade, of doing international business.
Well, what are some of the speakers going to be talking about?
We're having a senior representative from the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, which is part of the Executive Office of the President, coming in from Washington, D.C., and she's going to be discussing some of the latest trade issues and trade policies facing the government. As you know, we're trying to do several new trade treaties around the world, and she's going to give us an update on those, which have a direct impact on our international business folks.
CAFTA's up right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. And so,
Central America trade agreement.
The Central America, that's right, yeah, CAFT or something like that, CAFT, I believe. But, yeah, that's up right now, and there's several others down the line they're looking. And, of course, our interaction with the World Trade Organization. So trade policy is a very important aspect of international business.
What do you think about international trade and small business?
Well, it's really critical for small businesses. I think a lot of small businesses just tend to dismiss international trade, but it's as the world continues to shrink due to telecommunications advances and transportation advances, I think it's hard to ignore it. Most people don't realize that 95% of your potential customers live outside the boundaries of the United States.
That's a wake-up call that we've had on this show before, and I'm glad you said that because I like reminding people about that.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's true. And right now, there, as you notice with the trade imbalance, you know, we've learned how to import really well, but I think we need to do a little better job of getting our products out overseas. And
Max, I heard a statistic, and I believe it was Ted Fishman who wrote the book, the China Inc. book. If you've seen that, that's a great book. I believe it was Ted who told us that the middle class in China, just the middle class in China, is the size of the population of the United States.
Yeah, I have read that as well. That is correct, and that's just one example of a huge and growing market. And there are several out there. China, India, with its population, is growing by leaps and bounds. And they speak English, and they're very accustomed to working with the U.S. There's several markets out there that people really ought to take a look at.
You know, Mac. Recently, I had the president of the Small Business Exporters and Importers Association on, Jim Morrison, and I asked him this question. I said, if you're a small business and you sell something on eBay to somebody overseas, are you an exporter? He said, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people don't think about that, but you are an exporter. If I could just mention one other thing, right now the U.S. dollar, as you know, has been down against some of the major currencies of the world, and that makes it tough if you're traveling overseas or other things, but it's really good for the exporter right now. It gives you a competitive advantage. Your product is much cheaper right now and is more competitive, and now's a good time to maybe test those markets.
Mac, tell us the name of your book again.
Okay, it's called Terrorism and Personal Security, Reduce Your Chances of Becoming a Target.
If you're traveling abroad, folks, this is a good book to have, maybe an essential book. William M. Epps, E-P-P-S, is the way you spell his last name. It's available, I know, at Amazon, probably wherever else books are sold, but you also have a publisher's website, don't you, Mac?
Yeah, it's the publisher is Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, Thompson.com, and as you said, Amazon.com, and I think all the others as well, Borders and BarnesandNoble.com, you can find it most anywhere.
Now, Mac, your conference, they can find out more about that at ZionsBank.com, right? Or is it Zions.com?
Yes, ZionsBank.com, and then click on our little banner, and you can find out more about it.
And that's on Tuesday in Salt Lake City?
That's correct.
Okay, and so, folks, I encourage you, if you have interest in international trade, or you are especially if you're in the area, I encourage you to check it out. Mac, thank you for being here. We're not going to let you get away. We're glad we found you. You've got a lot more things to teach us, and we're going to get you back again real soon.
I look forward to coming back.
Mac Epps, ladies and gentlemen. William M. Epps is the name on the book, E-P-P-S. Check that out. Terrorism and Personal Security is the name of his book. We'll have him back again another day real soon. Coming up, we've got Bob Riding. He's going to talk about the Cash Creek business. Pretty exciting, huh?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.